It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Peter Biello. Coming up in a bit, we'll hear recommendations from our art hounds. But first, the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Heidi Pfau is an artist and social worker with VSA Vermont, the state organization on arts and disability. She's also helping to organize its annual drumming event, Boom Vermont, taking place this Saturday in Colchester. Pfau joins us to talk about the event and the VSA, whose mission is to use the magic of the arts to build confidence and capabilities of children and adults with disabilities. Thanks for coming in, Heidi.
Thanks for having me.
So, what is Boom VT? Have you ever wondered what it takes to make a boom?
I didn't before getting involved with Boom Vermont. And Boom Vermont is VSA's signature event and fundraiser. And it matches and mirrors our mission statement, as you said, to use the magic of the arts. So anybody, everybody, even you and I, can drum. And drumming is pretty accessible. You don't need an instrument. The human body is the first instrument. So the goals of this event are to support the talents of people with disabilities and to have people with and without disabilities engaging together in joyful musical celebration in the community.
So why drumming? Why choose that instrument?
Drumming is accessible. You can use your body, you can use instruments, but it's something that everybody can do. And it's been used throughout history, throughout cultures, as a way of conversation and community and rituals and in celebrations and just in joining together.
So is it like a competition, like a battle of the booms? Or
no, actually, it's quite different than that. It's far from a competition, but more of a connection and collaboration. We'll have professional drummers, including Burlington Tyco and Samba Tucada, Jake Hulu, and then a drummer named David Siegel from Can Do Musos coming in from out of town to perform with Jeff Salisbury. So professional drummers and then inclusive community groups will all take center stage. And then at the end, and this part is really exciting, the performers will have a jam session and the audience will be invited in to join in the rhythm so that everybody together is drumming.
Well, Heidi, let's hear a little bit of that sound from last year's Boom Vermont.
The end part is a singular rhythm that it's called a clave, and people can join in that pretty intuitively.
Is each group totally different in their drumming styles?
Yeah, it's the thing about drumming. I'm not a musician. I'm learning so much. And what I believe in is creative expression. And music is one way that people's individuality can shine through, even within a group. So the performers have very different styles, and they're all wonderful. I was sitting in on a class recently, actually, where there was some drumming instruction happening, and there was shakers happening in the background, and the instructor kind of took each participant one by one, and I was fascinated by how different each style was, and each person who came in added a new rhythm.
So who attends Boom Vermont?
Anyone and everyone can attend. In the morning, we'll have a workshop, a drumming instruction and drum making workshop, where people can take buckets and tape that we'll have provided, make their own drum. The second part is festival lunchtime, where we're going to sell boom dogs with a special boom sauce. And part of what's going to be happening between the major portions of the event is really to have community time. There'll be some informal drumming circles. People can try out some rhythms and just gather together in conversation. And then there's the performances and audiences can join in. So anybody can come, people of all abilities. Our hope and intent is that from the moment people show up till the moment they leave, they'll feel welcomed and included. So we have accessibility services. Our mission is to provide cultural access for people with disabilities. So accessibility services include things like sign language interpretation, large print and braille documents, verbal description tours for people who are blind or visually impaired, and assisted hearing devices, things like that.
Is it sort of loud and raucous or more meditative?
It might be loud. If people have sensitivities to sound and use devices in their day-to-day, they might want to bring those along. We'll have some rooms that are quieter for people who might want to break from the sound. So I think it will be wonderfully joyful noise, but if you're sensitive to noise, you might want to just pay attention to that.
Tell me more about the VSA.
VSA Vermont is the state organization on arts and disability, and we provide programming in arts education, professional development, and cultural access. What we do is we provide arts education classes from early childhood all the way to elders and adults, as well as professional development opportunities for teaching artists and home care providers in inclusive and arts-based literacy activities. And then cultural access is where Boom VT falls. We want to have communities and cultural events where people of all abilities are welcomed and the accommodations are made for a joyful experience.
So you describe yourself as someone who has low vision and you're an artist. How did you get involved in VSA Vermont, and what impact has the organization had on you?
I found out about VSA in the back of an SSTA car because I'm an artist, and somebody said you should apply for the Engage Art Exhibition, which was a juried art show that traveled the state of Vermont a number of years ago. For me, what was most amazing was that it was accessible from the application online to the event. And what I realized from my personal experience was that so many of the logistics of accommodations were taken care of that I had time to enjoy the show. And as a person with a disability, it's not my lead foot, it's part of my story. And I also have a lot of joy. And it's really a pleasure and a privilege to be part of helping create opportunities for joy to be what's celebrated and what's thought about more than all the logistics that hopefully we help take care of.
Thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Yeah, I will.
Heidi Pfau is an artist and social worker, and she's the organizer of this year's Boom Vermont that runs this Saturday at the Ellie Long Music Center in Colchester. For more information, go to vpr.net.